Welcome to our 2024 presidential debate part two. If you haven't already, please go back to part one and listen to all the topics we went over back over there. Now we're going to continue on. So let's get into it. So moving on to healthcare, we will talk about Kamala Harris first and what she believes. When she was Attorney General, she took on insurance companies and Big Pharma. As senator, she fought Trump trying to repeal the ACA, the American Care Act, which we know, or the Affordable Care Act, I'm sorry, which we know that when he was president, he definitely tried to get rid of that. Make affordable health care a right and not a privilege. And she wants to expand the American Care, or I keep saying American, Affordable Care Act.
Well, also, we should preface here that in America, I'm pretty sure it's all of America, it is illegal for you not to have health insurance. You legally have to have health insurance.
Or you get a fine of like $1,000 at the end of the tax year. And so you have to show proof. So you get a tax form that from your health insurance company, you'll get a tax form saying the months that you had insurance.
Yes. So it's not like other countries, because other countries might not know that like their health insurance is like part of their...
They already have it. Well, that's kind of what they're trying to do here, except the Affordable Care Act is not affordable. It is really, really, like, stupid expensive, and it was cheaper for, like, some of my friends to just not have health insurance, still go to the free clinics, and just pay the fine at the end of the year because they couldn't afford it anyways.
Which also, for people who might not know, free clinic does not necessarily mean it's free. It just means that
it's on a sliding scale.
Sliding scale lower.
So, back 20 years ago, if you're making minimum wage, which was 20 years ago, was like $6, $7, it would be like $40 to go, $20 to $40 to go to the free clinic. But if you had no money and you were like homeless, then it really was free. If you didn't make any money, I'm pretty sure it was free. She wants to lower healthcare premiums about $800 a year for millions of Americans. So not sure who that would apply to.
Wait, she wants to do what?
Lower the healthcare premiums to about $800 a year, which my healthcare premium is $2,800 a month. So it would lower us to $2,000, but for millions of Americans, there are...
Maybe it depends on what tax bracket you're in. It would be lowered.
The population of the U.S., hold on, let me look this up because I meant to look this up and I was... I always forget the number. The population is 333 million. So for just millions, there would still be 330 million that this would not affect. So this will only affect a couple million. It'd be like affecting just San Diego because there's 3 million people in just San Diego.
Oh, that's not very much then.
I'm telling you. It sounds like it's a lot. It's not billions, like the billion she wants to give away to everybody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
she wants to put a $35 cap on insulin, which is already a thing because Trump did that in his first term. She wants to put a $2,000 cap for out-of-pocket for seniors, which I think is great. That $2,000, I know seniors have a lot of health issues, and hitting that out-of-pocket max is, like, amazing because you pretty much just could go to the doctor for free for the rest of the year. Mine is, like, $10,000, and I hit it every year just for me. My family out-of-pocket is $18,000, and we don't really hit that often, but...
And seniors also, they have a long list of medications they take daily to survive. I think a lot of them have they need blood pressure medication. It's like a daily medication. They need
metformin for their diabetes.
So much. Like, that they can't live without it.
And it's so crazy that we are so medicated. I think that it's definitely in our food. I think that we could do a whole thing on why people get so much medication as they get older in America. I don't think it's like that everywhere, and I want to find out. So if you are from another country, please let me know. Let us know about if every single senior citizen in your country is on like 10 different medications, because ours are. And I feel like the big pharmacies, like the pharmaceutical companies, are hand in hand with the food companies that are making us sick, keeping us sick, and don't want to give us a cure. And same with the doctors. They're all in cahoots together. So.
Yeah, and if we want to talk about cures, there's been a lot of people who have, quote unquote, allegedly came out with cures for different things, cancers and different things, and then they are magically unalive.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Clinton, Hillary, they get killeried.
They don't want a cure because if there's a cure,
they don't get any more money.
It's not profitable to be curing people. Mm-hmm.
So, where was I? And she also wants to enact the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 by reducing federal deficit by $19 trillion in 20 years. Oh, no, she already did that. Under the Harris and Biden administration, they already put in the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, reducing the federal deficit that's the one, by $1.9 trillion in 20 years, but they said there's no immediate change for 2022 and 2023, which I'm like, that's very interesting. So you put in this, like, you put in this act into play, but then prefacing that, oh, we haven't seen a change because there isn't, it'll be in 20 years, and then that way, if Trump does get elected and we start seeing the inflation going down, they're going to be like, oh, it's because of the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 that Biden put into place. Mark my words, guys. That is what is going to happen if he gets elected. Even though here it says that it's not going to work until for another 20 years. Also, she wants to lower prescription drug prices, be energy efficient too. Medical debt will be removed from credit reports. Currently, they will not be reported. Medical debt will not be reported to credit companies until it goes to collections. And that's usually after, like, you've owed the medical place, the hospital, whatever, for like a year. And then it goes to collections. And then it has to even be over $500 for it to go onto your credit report, and then it can only stay on there for 7 years.
Well, of course it's going to be automatically over $500. Since when is a doctor visit less than $500? I don't know.
That's the current status. So she wants to say medical cannot go on your credit report whatsoever, okay. Which I didn't even think it did, but I didn't even know it could. As vice president, she canceled $7 billion in medical debt for 3 million Americans, and she will cancel more. She will extend Medicaid postpartum care from 2 months to 12 months, which I have no problem with that. I think that you should be cared for 12 months after you have a baby. Her take on she took on the opioid crisis. She made naloxone available over the counter, and she claims that it's the lowest death in 5 years. 2018 had lower than today. 2020 obviously, like, skyrocketed. So there was more. There was lower deaths in 2018, but...
Lower deaths due to what?
Opiates, yeah. Mm. And so she did the naloxone available over the counter, and now there's the lowest. She claims that it's the lowest death in 5 years, so I fact-checked it.
Okay, I don't know what that is. What is
naloxone is... If you're overdosing from, like, Coke or fentanyl or fucking whatever, then you spray it in your nose, and it will, like, resuscitate you long enough to get you to hospital.
I thought that was a different name.
I don't know. I have anytime that they give you in America, if they give you like a Vicodin prescription, they automatically give you a prescription, or they automatically give you naloxone in case you overdose on the Vicodin.
Yeah, I think there's another name for it I'm thinking of.
It's probably the brand name. You're probably thinking of the brand name.
Yeah.
And then in 2014 and 2015, they were bad too. So since the early 2000s, the opioid crisis, the deaths of overdose have slightly increased every year. In 2018, it went down. And then in 2020, it like skyrocketed.
Oh, well, is that because of fentanyl?
2020 is because of COVID. Everyone's at home doing drugs.
Yeah, but I mean, like, was there more... COVID became more popular around that time, didn't it?
COVID became.
I mean, not COVID. Fentanyl.
I don't think COVID was ever popular, Heather.
Fentanyl.
Yeah, I don't know when it became popular.
Blues or whatever. They call them.
But yeah, I just know a lot more people were at home drinking and doing drugs because they were stuck at home, and a lot of people became alcoholics. So I would imagine they also became drug addicts as well. So healthcare for Trump says that he wants to increase transparency, promote choice and competition, and expand access to new affordable healthcare and prescription drug options, and protect Medicare and seniors. And that's it. Very basic, very, yeah. Speaking of Medicaid and seniors, we have a whole thing on them. Harris says that she wants to make millionaires and billionaires pay their fair share to strengthen Medicare and fight to ensure Americans can get the benefits they earned, which I am all for that, especially when it comes to Social Security, where they keep taking it. And by the time that we get there, there won't be any left. Fuck. I forgot to do the American Rescue Plan. God damn it. Let me look that up really quickly. I thought I did. I must have gotten sidetracked while I was writing my notes. I'm sorry, guys. Hold on. Stand by.
American Rescue Plan?
Yeah. So, the American Rescue Plan is a progressive piece of legislation designed to provide immediate and direct relief to families and workers impacted by the COVID-19 crisis. It aims to build a bridge to an equitable economic recovery. The plan requires that funds be obligated by December 2024 and spent by December 2026. So why are they still talking about COVID 4 years after and 2 years after it was over? That's very interesting.
Yeah, and who's going to get this direct relief?
For 2 years.
Families and workers?
Yeah.
That's like all of America.
When do we get that?
Everyone was impacted by COVID in America.
Well, worldwide. Apparently, she cast the deciding vote on that American Rescue Plan, which made historic investments in the care economy. As president, she will fight to lower care costs for American families, including by expanding high-quality home care services for seniors and people with disabilities, and ensuring hardworking families can afford high-quality child care, while ensuring that care workers are paid a living wage and treated with the dignity and respect they deserve. How is she going to do this? I don't know.
But this is for Medicare and seniors.
Yeah, this is Medicaid and seniors. Yeah.
But so it's like a stimulus for them.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Because she doesn't say how she's going to do it. If I become president, I also promise that everyone gets a unicorn. How am I going to do it? Just vote for me.
You're going to glue a horn
just
on all
of
them.
Just vote for me and I'll promise I'll make it happen. That's what I feel like these politicians are doing. Like, they don't say how they're gonna do it. Like, they're just like, we're gonna make it sunny in San Diego 289 days a year. I promise.
And when I'm principal for the day, everyone's gonna have Coca-Cola in the water fountains.
And pizza every day for lunch. So Trump, in regards to Medicaid and seniors, Trump will never cut Medicare or Social Security. Americans work their whole lives paying into it, so why would he cut them? He claims that politicians have stolen from Social Security, which is absolutely true. He wants to strengthen Medicare by not adding illegal immigrants to it, which at least he's saying what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Something. He wants to support active and healthy living, so Republicans will support increased focus on chronic disease prevention and management, long-term care, and benefit flexibility. We will expand access to primary care and support policies that help seniors remain in their homes and maintain financial security. So, he is saying that in order to do all this, he's going to like help the Medicaid issue and all this, he's going to support active and healthy living instead of just pushing them off to, I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying? No? Okay, great. Fabulous. I had a thought. My thought is like is quickly fleeting. Moving forward, he wants to support unpaid family caregivers. So these are the people that are caring for their family members. They're not able to work. They're not able to do this. Or maybe they are working, but they're spending their entire evening, or they're getting off work early, or they're staying up late with them to help take care of their father who's in bed, or this or that, and they can't really go to work as much as they would like to. He wants to support them through tax credits. So there's already things in place to help these people. You can apply through, at least through here in San Diego, you can apply to
respite care.
Respite care. You can apply to be a respite care worker and take care of
in-home caregiver.
Yes. And so then you would get paid to take care of your family member. However, he wants to expand that through tax credits as well.
So, I think that's great, and I think definitely
I think that it's great because it's not giving, like, I hate just giving money away. I think everything should be through, like, tax credits and stuff like that. I don't think that somebody should, I mean, it would be, maybe not for this in particular, but I just like the idea that he's, like, thinking outside the box, because I feel like Harris is just like, give money, give money, give money. But I feel like thinking outside the box by doing a tax credit, stuff like that is, it's just more businessy, and it's more thinking of the future for America than just, like, right now, let's get votes and let's just give everybody money,
you know? I just like the idea because there's so many people that take care of family members, and they're not just seniors. There's from age 0 to 99, you might need a caregiver for the person for whatever different reason.
Yeah, there's a lot of medical disorders. Kids and are stuck. And
if the parent can't work and is taking care of the child full-time, and the other parent has to, you know, take care of all the finances, you know, and work outside of the home more to be able to afford what they need on basically one income household, they should get tax credits.
Yeah.
They definitely should. That's a lot of work. That's hard. The child or the person needing the care already has probably some help in different ways, but yeah.
Yeah. So, he also wants to tackle inflation, unleash American energy, restore economic growth, and secure our borders to preserve Social Security and Medicare funding for the next generation. So, that is how he intends to do it. So, he says how he's going to do it instead of just putting, you know, Coke in the soda fountains.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually saying how he's going to do it, and I think that's huge, and I think more people need to realize that. If you're not saying how you're doing it, then how are you... what are you going to do, you know? So let's talk about energy, which is a huge thing, especially in California, and I know globally as well as America, everyone wants to go to electric, everyone wants to not mine here, or not, you know, not dig here or oil here. They want to do it overseas. So Harris, as Attorney General, she said that she won tens of millions in settlements against big oil and held polluters accountable. So she's on that side of it. And so she is saying that big oil is bad for America, no go. And then this is also what she says out of her website, that she will unite Americans to tackle the climate crisis as she builds on this historic work. Advances environmental justice, protects public lands and public health, increases resilience to climate disasters, lowers household energy costs, creates millions of new jobs, and continues to hold polluters accountable to secure clean air and water for all. As the Vice President said at the International Climate Conference, COP28, she knows that meeting this global challenge will require global cooperation, and she is committed to continuing and building upon the United States' international climate leadership. She and Governor Waltz will always fight for the freedom to breathe clean air, drink clean water, and live free from the pollution that fuels the climate crisis. My only problem with all of this is that's all fine and dandy, except that you get your cell phone and your battery for your environmental car and all this shit from lithium mines in other countries. So just because you don't see the pollution happening here, it's happening in other countries. So unless you can figure out how to not make lithium batteries or not have a lithium cell phone attached to your fucking ear or not do all this stuff, it's still happening globally. So...
Yeah, they also use quartz.
Yeah. So, what are you gonna, like, no. And I think it's so ass backwards. Like, if you're so worried about the environment, then we need a better infrastructure program so we're not driving all over the place. My work is 7 miles away, but there's no bus, there's no train, there's nothing. There's no public transportation that will get me anywhere near that. And that is bullshit because I live in a city. I don't live in some rural place where I can just ride my bike there or something. You know what I mean? Even if I had an e-bike, it's not like it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And then also with the whole lithium thing, with what is going on in North Carolina right now with the hurricanes and stuff, and how BlackRock did purchase, like, what it was, like, a 90 million or 90 billion, or what was it, with a B or an M?
Yeah.
They're going to be mining, if everything happens the way that it seems that it's happening, they're going to be mining in North Carolina for lithium. Isn't that going to affect?
But who said it's okay to do that?
Well, I don't think anybody. They're just going to do it. like, talking about environmental impact.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. But, well, Trump, his energy thoughts is to use American energy to destroy inflation and rapidly bring down prices, which it would. If we started to get our own oil from here and we became independent on ourselves instead of being dependent on Saudi Arabia and all these other places, then our gas is going to go way down. Everything will rapidly go down because we won't have to get lithium from other places. Oh, by the way, those lithium batteries could be made here, which will create jobs, which would help us. Because guess what?
Going back to North Carolina.
For the global fucking climate, whether it's happening there or here, it's still fucking happening.
Yeah.
So, whatever. And then he says, drill, baby, drill, as part of his, like, slogan.
Yeah.
He wants to become energy independent, and I agree with that because it's like, unless you have a way to get this without affecting the climate, then you're doing it wrong. These electric cars aren't helping anything.
Well, the thing about the electric cars, too, which is so dumb, and a lot of people have already said this, is, yeah, they're electric, but a lot of them, you see, they're plugged into generate, like, it's diesel. It's plugged into a diesel generator.
Or, like, so, it's using the same fucking shit.
How is that benefiting?
Because it just looks pretty. You look like you're helping the environment. Guess what, Tesla? You're not helping the environment. You're not helping climate. You're just helping people think they're helping. And you can't even dispose of lithium batteries properly. So in 25 years, they're all just going to be sitting in a, like, sitting somewhere.
And then on top of that, when there is something that happens, like North Carolina, I'm going to keep going back there because
it's so recent.
Recent. What was happening to all of those EVs
because
when salt water hit them?
They were blowing up and catching the house on fire. So if the flood didn't get your house, the fire will.
The lithium battery does. Just,
yeah.
And that goes for any EV. So yeah. You're looking at the bicycles, the electric bicycles, go-karts probably too, but any kind of anything.
Yeah.
Not just Teslas.
Yeah.
I mean, any EV brand or whatever, you know, it's just the lithium battery.
But, yeah, so Trump wants to make America the manufacturing superpower again, which, again, I'm always going to be for that because that directly affects me, my life, and everything about my family. And he wants us to be the number one producer of oil and natural gas in the world. And
why shouldn't we have that.
In Alaska, we have oil. We have oil in Texas. We have oil in Oildale, California. We have oil.
We have a lot of natural gas in Alaska.
We have a lot of natural shit here. And it's like, okay, I understand that, like, at one point they were saying that they don't want to, like, ruin our beautiful land until they have to. Well, guess what? You got to now. It's time. They would rather go do it over there and fuck up their, like, deplete all their resources. Well, I think it's time. I think that we're at the point where it needs to happen. He also wants to lift restrictions on American energy production and terminate the Green New Deal, which I don't think that... All right, so I am somebody who has to pay for an EPA license and all sorts of things through my manufacturing company. And literally, I pay $2,000 a year just so I can legally put some coolant down the drain. Not down the drain. I shouldn't say that because I don't want to get in trouble. But, like, if it slips on the floor or if shards of metal scraps, like, go into the drain by accident. If, you know, things like that, like, it goes in.
Well, just
so
like
I can
with
legally
anything,
do that if...
There's a percent that is going to happen... For anybody, I don't know what the percent is, but there's a small amount that's going to... They know it's going to happen,
yeah.
So they have to already fine you for it, in a sense.
Yeah, so I pay $2,000 a year for that.
Yeah.
And that's just one thing I pay for. As far as restrictions on... Not restrictions, but you know what I mean. And so I get it, because I'm like, I don't want everybody to be like willy-nilly, like, throwing coolant in the fucking drain and shit. But it's like, people can be smart. I'm pretty sure that... Somebody can be smart to where there's, like, an equal balance of some sort, because I think that some things are really good for the environment, and they need to stay. The regulations do need to stay, because it's not really hurting anyone. If anything, it's helping people, obviously. But it's not that big of a deal. But I think some of this stuff is fucking stupid. Like, some of it is too much, you know? So I think that maybe Trump just needs to find, like, a happy medium. Like, to completely terminate the Green New Deal, I don't think is that good. I think that it needs to... There needs to be picked out, you know? Mm-hmm. Just like the ACA, he wanted to terminate the ACA. It's not that he wanted to terminate the ACA. He just wanted to, like, redo it a bit, like, tweak
mm-hmm.
it. And I'm hoping that's all he means for the Green New Deal as well. So he wants to be able to pull energy from, like, all sources to power American homes, cars, and factories with reliable and abundant, affordable energy. And then lift restrictions on all oil, natural gas, and coal. So he wants to coal mine. He wants to do all of that. And then that way, if we started to do that, we would see inflation drop, like,
yeah, if we're
instantly.
Everything,
like,
here in America.
Within, like, a month or two, everything would just drop down. So this is a big one. This next topic is manufacturing in China. So... Let's bear with us. I'm all looking at all... I'm, like, looking at everything like, oh, no. Okay, so Harris wants to strengthen our global leadership. And she says that America leads in semiconductors to clean energy and AI. Or she wants America to lead in semiconductors. She has stood up to China's unfair economic practices to protect American workers. She has rallied international leaders at the AI summit in UK, which, once again, I'm not really sure how she's rallying up all these people. She will always support small businesses and invest in entrepreneurs as president. And she led the Biden and Harris administration in efforts to increase access to capital for small businesses. It says efforts, so that means that they didn't succeed. yeah, so it's just, like I've been saying, this one is very near and dear. I am directly affected, and she has done nothing for our manufacturing. They have done nothing. It is really bad right now, and there are research and development places that are shutting down left and right near us. People are losing their jobs all around us. It is not okay. So I'm going to be harder on her on this one. So she wants to... She has a goal, or she got 19 million new business applications through the SBA. She wants to triple... She tripled the SBA's lending to Black men, which makes sense, because when my husband went to get his loan to buy the company, to buy our machine shop... They were like, are you sure you're not a minority? Are you sure? Are you sure you don't want to put your girlfriend's name on? Which we are switching to my name, because so we can get better deals and better everything. Because right now we are not getting all of the things that we could be getting if he was a minority veteran or a girl.
Yeah, so you would be a minority because you would be
a woman-owned
business.
Yeah, because they say that they're going to expand federal contracts for minority-owned small businesses. So we don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
That when Brad went to go get the SBA loan, they were like, please, like, you would get approved no problem if you were, like, anything. Are you sure you don't have anything?
Just don't be just white.
Anything other than a white male. You will get anything. You will get what you want. Just don't be a white male.
I feel like that's prejudice right there.
And it's 2004. That was in 2013 that he was applying.
It should be equal rights for everyone.
But it's not, because even right here, they're saying that she's excited that she's lending to black, that all this stuff, and expending federal contracts for minority-owned small businesses. So that is why we're going to put the business in my name, so we can get federal contracts. Because mm-hmm. we don't have any, because they have to send out X amount to small businesses, then they have to send out X amount percentage to minority-owned small businesses. Mm-hmm. So it's I'm not getting shit because he's white. A white middle-aged male. Dude. So, it's so frustrating.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then she has a goal for her first term of having 25 million new SBA applications turned in. And she's going to do that by expensing a tax credit for up to $50,000 for startups. So, if you start up a company, you will get $50,000 in tax credit. She wants to send more federal contract money to small businesses. If you're a minority small business.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if she wins, then when you get your name on there, you'll get some of that because you'll get a piece of the pie because you're a woman.
Exactly. And that's what's going to dictate it. We're waiting to see who wins. And then if she does, then we're going to put my name on it. If Trump does, then we'll keep it the way it is. It's the truth.
Yeah.
Like, we have to get ready. Like, we've already talked to the tax lady and stuff, and that's all it depends on.
Like, who wins
the election. Yeah, who wins?
But if she follows through with her promises also.
What promises? To the minorities.
If she follows through.
Oh, yeah. That, too.
Yeah. Just because she wins doesn't mean any of this is going to happen.
Already, and they've
just
already...
Just because if Trump wins doesn't mean any of this is going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, this is what they're saying.
All I know is that under Trump, we made a lot more money. It was booming. Like, manufacturing was crazy. We were, like 8 weeks out. Right now, we're, like, 1 week out.
Yeah.
Like, we have, like, no business. But under Trump, the whole time, even during COVID, we were 8 weeks out. Mm-hmm. So...
That's a big difference, yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. Like, so I already know that part of it, so hopefully she would keep her promise, but...
Well, then hopefully Harris wins for your benefit if she follows through. On this point.
So then she wants to, she also wants an expense tax credit to $50,000 for startups. So an expense tax credit is just like if you spend $50,000, then you can use that expense as a tax credit, which is fucking stupid because you already get as an itemized. Okay. She also invested billions of dollars to get everyone affordable internet. Which, if it costs billions of dollars to get.
Wait, affordable internet?
Yep.
Elon Musk can just send it to people whenever he wants.
For free. Man.
And why did it cost her billions of dollars?
She said that manufacturing is returning to America to create good-paying jobs with no college degree needed. And she's saying that it is returning. It is not. It's leaving. Because I will tell you, we're research and development. We do a lot of that. And we research and we develop. We work closely with the engineers. We develop. We go through like a million reps. And then they take their product and they go to China to go do it.
Yeah.
To go make hundreds, millions of it. So if we were to make this can, we would do it all perfect for you. And then all of a sudden, once we get it all perfect, like where the tab is and this and that, whatever, then they would go and take it over to China and they would pay pennies for it. And all that money will go to China and not to us.
Yeah.
So, also, under Biden and Harris, 1.6 million manufacturing and construction jobs were created. I'm not repeating myself. But she'll fight for the unions because she knows the unions are the backbones of the middle class. And then, also one more thing. She will not tolerate unfair trade practices from China. Okay, so on to Trump, manufacturing in China. What the fuck?
America first.
There. Okay, yeah. No. So
the first thing you wrote on this side is America first.
Yeah, so it says, common sense tells us clearly that if we don't have domestic manufacturing with low inflation, not only will our economy and even our military equipment and supplies be at the mercy of foreign nations, but our towns, communities, and people cannot thrive. The Republican Party must return to its roots as the party of industry, manufacturing, infrastructure, and workers. President Trump's economic policy to end inflation and return manufacturing jobs is not only what the American economy and American workers need right now, it is also what they want right now. I agree, as I'm sure that you would know I would. So he wants America first. He wants to prioritize domestic production. Like, that is his number one thing, and it was last time, too, and he made good on it. He wants to be independent in goods and services. With the trade, right now we are at a trade deficit in goods, $1 trillion per year. $1 trillion per year, we are deficit because of it, like, coming back here, mm-hmm. and just, you know, he wants to have a baseline tariff on foreign made goods. So if you do want to go and get your shit made somewhere else, perfect. But you're gonna pay more, so you might as well keep it here.
Yeah, I like that idea.
I do, too. And I heard recently, like the other day, that they used to do that. There used to be, like, major tariffs in, like, the 80s and 90s and stuff. And then for whatever reason, they stopped doing the tariffs. And instead, that's when the taxes for the American people went up. Because instead of tariffing the other countries or the businesses or whatever, they're taxing us. Trump has a reciprocal trade act where foreign trade taxes go up, so the American taxes go down up to 50%, which is what I was kind of telling you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to phase out China-made goods and stop China from buying American land. Right now,
a big one, too.
So I looked at this
it's the farmlands, too, right?
Hold on. So I looked into this myself because I was like, is Trump just, like, talking bullshit? And China currently owns 384,000 acres, which is a 30% increase from 2019. And in 2021, they bought land near an Air Force base in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Mm.
So they're right next to an Air Force base, and it's a 30% increase. So before 2019, they had like 100,000 acres, and now they have 384,000 fucking acres.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to save the American auto industry by reversing regulations. It will create jobs with higher pay. He wants to bring back the supply chains. He wants to ban companies from getting federal contracts if they outsource anything, especially jobs from other countries. So, you know how, like, AT&T, you talk to someone in India, that means that AT&T will no longer get federal contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have anybody working in another country, you're out. Bye.
Yeah, because they can pay them less as a customer service representative, so they outsource.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you need to stay here. Keep all your money here, or else you just won't get those jobs. So he's not saying that you can't, so you still have freedom to do whatever the fuck you want. You just won't work for the federal government, which is fine, because we are 100% American at my company, at my shop.
Yeah.
He also wants to send astronauts back to the moon and on to Mars. So he wants to go to the moon, and then he wants to go to Mars. And he wants to develop assets in space and, like, airspace and stuff. And I was like, dude, he's been talking to Elon Musk way too much.
Well, they're buddies, right?
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think that's awesome.
He literally says, this is a quote from his thing, under Republican leadership, the United States will create a robust manufacturing industry in near-Earth orbit, send American astronauts back to the moon and onward to Mars, and enhance partnerships with the rapidly expanding commercial space sector to revolutionize our ability to access, live in, and develop assets in space.
I think that's amazing.
What? Are we the Jetsons?
We're going to be. Thanks,
Elon. So weird. Okay, so military. And we've already talked a little bit about military in our other subjects. Like I said, like it's kind of jumbled here.
It blends.
Well, and a lot of things like foreign affairs does have to do with military. Certain things do kind of go hand in hand. So
yeah.
Making this book was kind of harder than I thought it would be. I thought it'd be very, like, bullet pointed, and it's not.
It is, like, but it isn't.
Yeah. So Harris says that she wants to fight to end veteran homelessness, invest in mental health and suicide prevention, and eliminate barriers to unemployment, expand economic opportunity for military and veteran families. How she is doing this, I do not know. As vice president, she negotiated with foreign leaders, engaged with troops overseas, and strengthened our alliances. As president, she wants the military to remain the strongest, most lethal fighting force in the world. She wants to unleash American innovation, strengthen global leadership, and strengthen global leadership.
Okay.
On to Trump. Trump wants to end housing and taxpayer benefits for illegal immigrants and then use those savings to house and help homeless veterans.
Great idea. Thank you.
Yes. Expand veterans' health care choices. Protect whistleblowers. Hold employees accountable who do not give our veterans the care they deserve. And with that, to expand veteran health care choices, my dad was a veteran and went to the VA hospitals. Mm-hmm. And they are not the happiest places. And they are actually quite scary. There was some smelly veteran that was definitely like PTSD or like something very old man was walking into his room. And I was like, oh, dad, is this like your roommate? He goes, no, he just walks around all day.
Maybe he had dementia.
I don't know. But it's like their floors are very, it looks like a military hospital from like 1850.
Like so the one in San Diego. They need to upgrade. They need to do
a overhaul. It's just, yeah, or let them choose to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know that I have family who's also veterans, and I do know that when you need anything, it is very, very difficult to get what you need. It could take, years. For certain things to be approved.
Yeah, if it's not an immediate thing. And then also if you, like, so my dad had a hip replacement and he was going through, like, a lot of pain before it. And so he would get, like, Vicodin or painkillers and they would literally be, like, you get, you know, 35 for the month and that's it.
Yeah.
Not one more, like, that's it.
Yeah, or like, one a day.
Yeah, very, like, stringent on, like, everything was, like, even when he was dying, his, like, diabetes medicine, he would only get approved for, like, just...
The minimum,
which I get he's dying, so, like, why would you need more? Because you're probably going to die in, like, a few days. But he wasn't. The man survived for, like, another... was on hospice for, like, 2 years. So...
Yeah.
But anyways, it was just, like, super frustrating because his medication would change, and they're like, well, we already gave you this, so we can't give you this. And it's like, well, I'll return that. We need this now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, sorry. It's just fucking weird. So anyways, on his website, he says, common sense tells us clearly that if we don't have a strong military, we won't be able to defend our interests, and we will be at the mercy of hostile nations. So that's obvious, obviously. And we must ensure that the U.S. military is the strongest and best equipped in the world, and that our government uses that great strength sparingly and only in clear instances where our national interests are threatened. What is interesting is that I'm not sure about before the world wars, but, like, before that, I'm pretty sure we weren't in other countries all the fucking time. It's like we're always in other countries. We always have troops all over the place. We're, like, everywhere. And we're always, like, up to fight, like, every 5 seconds. Like, if anything happens, we're, like, right out there, you know? But when Pearl Harbor happened... And the Japanese, yeah, my mouth is getting weird now. The Japanese.
You need another sip of your drink because your mouth is getting dry.
When the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, it was like we hadn't been in that war yet, and it was literally like, oh, like the rest of the world looked at America like, oh no, we woke the sleeping giant. Mm-hmm. That is what our military was known as, the sleeping giant, because once you woke us, then it was, like, a big deal. Well, now it's, like, we've been awake this whole time. Like, they already know what we're going to do. They already know everything. It's, like, not even just whatever. And we're just wasting a lot of military expenditures that way when they don't need to be there. They can come home and secure our border, which mm-hmm. is what he was talking about in the very beginning, the border, like bringing home troops and having them here and securing our border. And then if something happens, it's like, oh, no, you've awoken the giant, and like just getting them prepared here and then sending them when something actually happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't need to be involved in everything.
Equality.
You gotta show this. This is funny.
Equality. Harris has none. I did the pages for equality, like as I did with everything, where it's like everything has, there's Trump's and there's hers and, you know, everything. And I thought, I didn't even look at hers yet, but as soon as I saw Trump had equality, I thought for sure that Harris would. But she does talk about equality in other areas of her policies or her, you know, campaign promises. So she just doesn't have her own equality section, which was very surprising to me. But it's sprinkled everywhere else. Trump says that we must stand for equal treatment for all, regardless of political affiliation or personal beliefs. And he says that this is a quote from his equality portion. Republicans commend anti-Semitism and support revoking visas of foreign nationals who support terrorism and jihadism. We will hold accountable those who perpetuate violence against Jewish people. So he actually does have like...
Yeah,
it says common sense tells us clearly that the Republican Party must stand for equal treatment for all. Likewise, the Republican Party must ensure the equal application of law to all, regardless of political affiliation or personal beliefs. And then he goes on to say, recent Democrat-led politician persecutions threaten to destroy 250 years of American principle and practice and must be stopped. All right, now on to freedom! And this is Harris's talk about freedom. She wants, obviously, freedom to make your own decisions about your body, freedom to love who you want openly and with pride, freedom to vote. She wants to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, which has already been in place since 1968. So what she wants to do is amend the bill to require a pre-clearance from the state to the federal government if they are going to require an ID to vote. They say that that requiring an ID to vote fucks with the minorities, and they're like too scared to go and show their ID, so not everyone is voting.
I think that an ID to vote is not a bad thing, because anybody could just double vote, or people, you know, could eliminate some voter fraud, could potentially eliminate voter fraud. And that's the only benefit I see for that.
Yes. And she also wants to pass the Freedom to Vote Act. And this is saying that anyone can vote, like even felons, which right now, currently, if you're a felon, you cannot vote. You are never allowed to vote again. If you do a felony crime, you are done.
So if you have I didn't know that. So
if you're a felon, you cannot vote.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't know that.
Yeah. But unless you are currently serving a felony sentence. So unless you are currently serving a felony sentence, you can vote. So if you're just in jail on a misdemeanor, you'll be able to vote. Currently, if you're in jail, you can't vote. Currently, if you've ever had a felony, you can't vote.
Even if you have a misdemeanor, you can't vote?
No, if you have a misdemeanor, you can vote. As long as you're not in jail. Okay. Right now.
So if you're incarcerated, you cannot vote at all.
Right now.
Okay.
She's going to change that. To where it's only if you're incarcerated currently for a felony.
For a felony.
And that would be the only instance in which you cannot vote.
Okay.
Both bills would expand the vote by mail and early voting. She wants to put $2 billion towards funding for offices of civil rights across the federal government. And in 2004, she officiated some of the nation's first same-sex marriages. She wants...
she officiated?
Officiated it.
Yeah, okay.
She wants to push through the Equality Act to enshrine anti-discrimination protections for LGBTQI+ in health, housing, and education. So pretty much it's anti-discrimination.
Okay.
She wants to also freedom-ish, like she wants to crack down on anti-competitive practices that let big corporations jack up prices and undermine the competition that allows all businesses to thrive while keeping prices low for consumers. So she will have the first ever federal ban on corporate price gouging on food and groceries. This
Price gouging on food and groceries?
Yeah, because corporations...
Groceries are really high right now.
They are, and it's like... Okay, groceries are really high, but...
How is she going to regulate that?
Well, and that kind of takes away your freedom. If you're a private corporation, you should be able to charge... If I want to charge $85 for a fucking egg, that's your fault for buying it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to buy it, you know? So it should be the way that it should work. You should be able to do... Like, I don't know. I think it takes away your freedoms. I think it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just don't know how she's going to regulate.
Well, especially price gouging. So, yeah, you think that paying, you know, $8 for a dozen eggs is expensive. But when you actually look at it, how much is the farmer having to spend more on regulations and taxes and all this stuff? Like, where is it coming from? Why is it so
much?
And
they probably have their own version of, like, the EPA stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Because they have to dump all
the
waste.
With the FDA and everything.
The waste from the
animals.
And
they have to deal not with just OSHA and everything that I have to deal with. Shit, they have to deal with the FDA.
Yeah.
Like.
And then just to house the animals.
Uh-huh.
Feed the animals. And then care for them properly.
The property taxes on a farm? I can't even imagine.
Yeah, that's... I don't know how they would do that.
Yeah, so... freedom for Trump. He wants to defund institutions engaged in censorships. So pretty much... he just wants to keep people,
Like freedom of speech?
More. Yeah, he wants freedom of speech. And he wants to get rid of all, like... censorship online. He wants to defend religious liberty through the First Amendment, no matter the religion. He said, I don't care what you are. Just,
yeah.
You should have religious liberty.
Yeah, people should be able to believe in whatever they want.
He wants a new federal task force on fighting anti-Christian bias that will investigate all forms of illegal discrimination, harassment, and persecution against Christians in America. Because, like I said, if you go online, like, we can do a test and we can put, like, on our Conspiracies Unlocked page, we'll put a quote from the Bible and then we'll put a quote from the Arabic Bible or something else, and you'll see how much hate gets on the... You know, the Bible compared to the other one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What?
I'm just laughing because...
Okay, so...
Sorry.
This is from... So this is about crypto, and I don't fully understand crypto too much, so I'm just going to read what he says. Republicans will end Democrats' unlawful and un-American crypto crackdown and oppose the creation of a central bank digital currency... We will defend the right...
Oh, yeah. That's like Fed now.
Yeah, we will defend...
He's against that shit.
We will defend the right to mine Bitcoin and ensure every American has the right to self-custody of their digital assets and transact free from government surveillance and control.
Yeah.
So...
Like, right now, if you sell something on eBay for more than $600 or whatever, you have to put your social security number, and they automatically tax you on that, like, whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a problem, and it's not right, so there you go.
My arm is like, I cannot, I'm like this, because the thing keeps poking me.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay, I just need to turn towards you, I think.
Okay, so here's
I'm
gun
safety. Be, like, hugging on you.
Gun safety from Harris. When she was a prosecutor, she fought crime and got illegal guns off California streets. As DA, she raised conviction rates for violent offenders. As Attorney General, she removed over 12,000 illegal guns from California. And as Vice President, she invested $15 billion in supporting law enforcement safety programs across 1,000 cities. The Biden and Harris administration hired and trained 14,000 mental health professionals for schools and for gun violence prevention, they expanded the background checks and they are currently at a 50-year low in violent crime. However, not for gun crime, just in violent crime in general, which includes, like, assault and everything else. 1990 was actually the worst. So it was, like, low. It was, like, slowly going up. And then in the 90s, it was, like, way up, and it's slowly been going down ever since.
The crime rate?
Yeah. She wants to ban assault
weapons.
Yes. She wants to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines and require universal background checks and support red flag laws. Which...
I mean, the guns aren't the problem, it's the people.
It's the people, it's the psychological, so that's good that she's, like, that they've put yeah, in the psychiatrists and all that. That's the problem.
Focus on people's mental health and not, you know, the guns.
Gun safety for Trump is to replenish police departments and protect officers from frivolous lawsuits and restore law and order in our capital city and ensure federal buildings and monuments are well-maintained. As far as protect officers from frivolous lawsuits, yes. And I'm glad that he said frivolous because some of them are not okay. Sometimes the officers do go too far. Other times I know that there are some cases where people just want to sue willy-nilly and just want to do it because they can.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that we need to do respect the police officers a little more because most of the time they are good. No matter what industry you're in, you will have bad apples. So most teachers are good, but some are fucking child pedophiles. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah.
Gosh. So, like...
We'll get into that later.
It's the same for everything. Like, yeah. No matter where you are, most doctors are good, but some are going to harvest your organs.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Most police are good, but some are going to, like, take their power and be like, power, power.
Well, police are just like anyone else in any profession. They're just people.
Yeah.
So there's going to be good and bad in everything.
So what's interesting is that Trump has a history section where Harris does not. He wants to restore American beauty and preserve our national treasures and restore genuine conservation efforts. He wants to honor American history and great American heroes and the story of America that made everyone free. He wants to organize a national celebration to mark the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States of America.
Oh, a new federal holiday?
Woo!
Okay.
Well, we got rid of Columbus Day, so...
Well, we have Indigenous Peoples Day, which was just this past Monday.
No, that was Columbus Day. Oh, well, that's what we have instead of Columbus Day.
Yeah, it's Indigenous Peoples Day now.
Well, my kids still went to school, so to me it's not a federal holiday. So, taxes...
Yeah, I think kids still go to school.
Not on Columbus Day. When it was Columbus Day, like a few years ago, you didn't go to school.
They should make Indigenous Peoples Day a federal holiday then, if they're replacing it from Columbus Day.
They do. Juneteenth is.
But that has nothing to do with Indigenous
people. No, I know. I'm just saying it's a new holiday that they did. Anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, taxes.
This is Harris. I wonder why they didn't make that a federal holiday then.
I don't know. The banks were closed. It's a bank holiday. I just don't know about a federal holiday.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's why all my money was fucked up, and then when I went to Walmart yesterday with you, and everything was all fucked up, that's why, because of the holiday.
No, I know, because everyone was saying,
my money always gets fucked up on holidays.
Because a lot of people were saying, like, oh, enjoy the long weekend, because there was a lot of businesses closed.
Yeah, no.
But see, my kids have homeschool on Monday, so I don't even know if they had, maybe they had the day off.
Maybe.
I don't know, because it's a homeschool day anyway, so it wouldn't matter either way.
Yeah. So, So taxes, Harris says that she grew up in a middle-class home, and she believes middle class, if the middle class is strong, then America will be strong.
I just want to say one thing about that. Her idea of growing up in a middle-class home is not growing up in a middle-class home. That's all. I'm going to leave it there. Everybody already knows the rest.
Why? What kind of house did she grow up in?
Look up her house and look up what her parents did for profession.
Okay.
It was not middle class.
Yeah, I thought that her dad was, like, a really political person. And,
that's not middle class. No. Her family was not middle class. Maybe their tax bracket was quote unquote middle class.
Because she took advantage of all, because they took advantage of all the tax incentives.
But they were not middle class. Middle class is like, your dad works construction and your mom works
as a teacher.
A nurse or something.
Yeah, a nurse teacher.
That's middle class.
So opportunity, so she wants an opportunity economy. She wants to fight to cut taxes for more than 100 million working and middle class Americans. Okay, why aren't you doing that now? Anyways, a lot of this stuff, I'm like, why aren't you doing it now? You are in office. You are in a place of power. You could be fighting for all this, especially because you refer back to the Biden-Harris administration. You don't say, oh, Biden is making all these decisions and going across the country and all this stuff. You're saying you are. So why aren't you doing more? She wants to do a child tax credit of $6,000 for newborns. Right now, it's currently $2,000. She... Okay, this is where it gets interesting. She wants to charge taxes of capital gain of $1 million or more at 28%. However, she wants to have unrealized capital gains be taxed at 25%. Do you know what unrealized capital gains are?
I do not.
That is when, let's say you buy a house. You own that house. And then it is worth this year $500,000.
Like the equity.
But next year it is worth $600,000. That is unrealized $100,000 capital gains.
Okay.
So you would have to pay 25% of $100,000 that it went up. So you would have to pay $25,000
on the equity. That's the equity,
don't
right?
Have 20? Yes. The, but it's what it went up from.
Yeah. No.
Or like your stocks, 401k, all that stuff. You would have to pay. So you don't have that money, and in fact, you get penalized if you try to take out that money. But anything...
But you're still getting taxed on it?
You're
going to
get
it?
Taxed on it.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem right.
No shit. Taxing isn't right.
That doesn't seem right. And it's like you're getting taxed on something you don't even have yet. It's like a fake number.
Yeah.
Because it can fluctuate and it can change at any time.
Yeah. And so, then she wants to... And you know you're not going to get back that money because someone else will be president and would have already fixed it. So enacting... She also wants to enact a billionaire minimum tax... She wants to quadruple the tax on stock buybacks. So I'm not a rich person. These taxes will never affect me. But I hope to be a rich person someday, and I don't want these taxes to affect me. I feel like everybody should be wanting to be this. And that just because you made it doesn't mean that you should have to pay so much more into it, more than you will ever see back.
Well, where is the money? Where is the tax money going to go towards? What are they going to put it towards? Are they going to put it towards it? Are they going to put it towards housing for other people? Are they going to put it towards?
Well, they're not putting it back for your Social Security. I can tell you that.
I'm just saying, like what are they going to do with that money?
So that's what I'm saying. Like, why would anybody want to be rich? Why would anybody want to flourish in America if this is what your prize is?
Well, because in whatever you make, you're already going to deduct this and this and this and this. So in reality, you're not.
You might as well just stay at making $60,000 a year. Why are you going to try to go up to $500,000? Because at the end of the day, you're still going to have $60,000.
Exactly.
I mean, seriously, like it's ridiculous. Quadrupling a tax. Fucking Christ. This is crazy, people. She wants to raise minimum wage, which right now in California, it's already $20. I know other states are different.
It's not $20 in California.
Oh, just for McDonald's
so
workers.
So if you work in food service, minimum wage went up to $20 an hour.
April 1st.
If April 1st, if that business has X amount of employees and if they are a franchise or something. Like there's a lot of ifs.
Yeah.
Minimum wage itself... It's 16,
I think. Say it's 16. I
think so too. For all other, and that's just in California.
Yeah,
is it
hold
16?
On. Let me see. Minimum wage is 16.
16.
And then federal minimum wage is $7.25 per hour. So that's huge. So if you live
$7.25 an hour?
Yes, that's the federal. So that does need to go up.
People make $7.25 in other states?
They do.
I'm so sorry. Don't move to California though, because even at $16 an hour people can't survive.
Yeah.
Yeah. But $7.25?
That's what it says. Yeah. I can't believe that either. That it's so low. But I knew it was low, but I didn't know it was that low.
Wow.
Federal, yeah, $7.25. So what the big takeaway is that if you live in, like, my friend Sandy is having such a hard time living in Louisiana because she's a waiter, too, so they don't even go by federal minimum wage. And they get, Louisiana.
Louisiana has no state minimum wage.
Yeah, so it's just the federal $7.25. And she gets even less than that. She pretty much has to live off tips. And
Mississippi has no state minimum wage.
She can't even get back here to come home because she can't save up enough money to get home. And it's like you would never, like, those people are never going to Disneyland. They can't come here. It's too expensive.
Oh, yeah.
But when we go there, it's really nice.
Yeah, but
when we take our money there, it's nice. But, yeah. And they're not... And it's crazy, too, because Louisiana, when I went to New Orleans 10 years ago, is much, 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 much cheaper than it is now. Now it's more expensive, much more expensive.
I'm just looking at all the lists of the different, like, minimum wage.
Even Iowa is $7.25.
Is California the highest?
Idaho is $7.25.
I think California might be the highest minimum wage. Well, New York is also 16.
Yeah, then it is. Oh, wait. District of Columbia is $17.50.
And then what I saw $16.28 somewhere. Washington is $16.28.
Just remember that whenever its minimum wage goes up, so does everything else. Because our, like, Big Mac meals are $15 now. Where in Louisiana, they're like $3. Are the Happy Meal that, like, a few years ago was like $4. Happy Meal now is $7. So before you go being like, yay, come here and let's make a lot of money, you don't really make any money. It's all a lie because our gas is also like $5, $6. And other places, like in Louisiana, gas is like $2.
Remember when our gas was like $7 a gallon last year?
Yeah, do you remember when it was like $2-something under when COVID happened? That was great. You probably didn't really go anywhere, but... Anyways, she also wants to eliminate taxes on tips, which I think is funny because she announced that after Trump did. And then she wants to...
She said that also?
Yeah, you didn't hear that?
I didn't hear that.
Wants to establish paid family and medical leave, which that's fine. We already get, like, in California, we get paid like, maternity leave and paternity leave.
It's not very long, though.
Well, I always had C-section, so I got 12 weeks and Brad got 8. A lot of other people, they only get, like, 6 weeks or something.
Compared to other countries, it's nothing.
Other states, my friend was in, where was she? Oh, my gosh. Not Minnesota. Oh, my God. I cannot believe. I can't think of Iowa. I don't fucking know where she was. Anyways, she was somewhere. And she got, like, we were pregnant at the same time. And it was my friend Tyra. And she got, like, I think, like, 3 weeks off or 4 weeks off for a C-section. Did you have a C-section? Whatever it was, I was like, fuck off, dude. And it was total. So it was like before and after because she was working up until her due date.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So on to Trump. So, I mean, what I was going to say is as long as the company doesn't have to pay the paid family, because I understand that everyone's like, oh, the corporations, like Target should pay, da da. That's great and all. But I'm a corporation too, and I will get sucked into that fucking shit. And I can't afford to pay someone if they're not there. I give great benefits. I give great, like, health insurance. I pay for that 100%. I don't even have to offer health insurance.
Yeah, but you are more of a small, like, business owner. These are huge corporations. They make billions of dollars.
I understand, but it will affect us too. All these taxes that you put
No, they got to put a limit that it's only for bigger businesses or big companies.
Well, she doesn't say she will. So, I don't trust anybody anymore. So, for Trump's taxes... Trump Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, he wants to bring that back, and it doubled the standard, it will double the standard deduction. So, it would reduce tax rates for corporations and individuals and eliminate personal exemptions, so it would be less beneficial to itemize deductions, so it'll just make it so much more simple. Right now, currently, for a single person, it's $14,600 the standard deduction, like, as the credit. If you're married, it's $29,200. And if you're head of household, it's $21,900. So all that would get doubled. And he has been wanting to do this forever. And it would just simplify everything.
That's a lot if it gets doubled.
It is. And a lot of people will, because a lot of people don't That's huge. Yeah, a lot of people, like, you don't do itemized. You don't do personal exemptions. You're not over there being like, well, I drove to work this much and I'm going to, you know, do my gas and all this. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't do that because it costs more to do that with your taxes. So there's no point to that. So for you, you would end up getting like an extra like $10,000 a year, if not more. It's huge. So instead instead of doubling the taxes, he's actually doubling the tax credits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
He wants to reinstate Trump's deregulation policies. He wants to slash regulatory cost by nearly $50 billion, and then $220 billion once everything has, like, been completed, which would save Americans about $11,000 per household, and he wants to slash wasteful government spending and promote economic growth. So, that's his tax plan. And we're just gonna keep going. So then we are going to move on to...
It's 1:30, though.
I know. I do have to go, but it's okay. It's fine. Reproductive gender and slash gender for Harris. She says that she... Blah, blah, blah. Harris says that we should trust women to make their own decisions about their own bodies. Tim Walz led Minnesota to become the first state to pass a law protecting women's rights after overturning Roe versus Wade. And she will never allow a national abortion ban to become a law. Trump says that he wants to keep men out of women's sports, which I 100% agree.
Yeah.
You don't see women running over to the men's sports, you know?
Well, it seems like an unfair advantage because the thing is, okay, if you feel like you are a woman, that's your business, whatever. But you obviously, there's going to be aspects of your body that is way different from a woman's, and it just seems like an unfair advantage.
Yes.
That's why I don't like it. Just
he also wants to ban taxpayer money for sex change surgeries. Because why are those billionaires using their tax money to pay for sex changes on somebody else? That's cosmetic plastic surgery. If I want bigger tits, should I have you guys all pay for it? No.
Yeah, if you want to have a sex change, I think that you need to figure it out yourself. Go for it, but you have to pay for it. Yeah.
And stop, and if schools are promoting gender transition, which in California they are, that they would stop the tax, stop giving taxpayer money to those schools. So if you want to be private and you want to do that and you want, that's fine, but you ain't getting no more money.
I also believe that a child should not have a choice until they're 18 to decide something like that.
You can't even get a tattoo until you're 18, but you're going to rip off your dick?
Yeah, no, you have to at least be an adult.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. I'm going to cut off my tits, but I can't get a goddamn tattoo. Okay. Mm-hmm. He also wants to reverse Biden's Title IX education regulations. Which Title IX is just safety and anti-discrimination, originally. Biden added that he wanted to redefine sex to include gender identity, and that passed on August 1st. That now, like, instead of them being like, are you male or female, now you can just do gender identity. So Trump wants to get rid of that. Mm. So he wants to keep Title IX for the safety and anti-discrimination, but wants
maybe
to,
they should rephrase it of like, you know, what
at birth,
what sex were you, what gender were you
assigned at birth? Yeah.
What were you like? Do you basically have it's just a vagina or
why
penis?
Is this even in our like kids' schools?
Well, because they want to know male or female, but
so he also wants to.
I don't know.
He wants to restore protections for women and girls, and that's all. Basically what this comes down to is protecting women and girls from, you know, men in the girls' bathroom being like, "Well, I'm a girl," like.
Yeah, because there's too many people that would take advantage of that just because they want they're a pervert.
Yep.
Basically.
I'm
not saying people that are trans or perverts.
People that are straight that are like, oh yeah, I'm a girl, and then they go in and they molest your little daughter, and yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the big thing. Trump is not supporting or not saying no more abortions. He's never said that.
And
he
believes
doesn't
in
care.
The three rules.
He doesn't care about
or
all that.
Not rules, exceptions.
So he just wants to put the power into the states. He's like, I don't want to deal with this. I don't fucking give a fuck. Just go. Go, go, go. And he does oppose late-term abortion, and he wants to support mothers that advance prenatal care, access to birth control, and IVF. So he's like, he wants to support mothers, he mm-hmm. wants to do all this, and he just doesn't want late-term abortion. That's pretty much really it. Yeah. He really doesn't care, and that's why he's putting on the states. He would never do a national ban either. He doesn't give a fuck.
No.
Misuse of government is the next subject, and Harris says no one is above the law, no former president has immunity for crimes committed in the White House, which obviously this is talking about Trump and his 34 charges and all of these other things, which if you go back to previous episodes, we do talk in depth about all of his 34 charges and what they are. And
they didn't even stick anywhere.
No, nothing ever stuck. Trump also, and it was mainly miswording things in his, like, Outlook forms. Like, or not Outlook, QuickBooks forms. Trump's misuse of government is saying that he wants election integrity. He's going to do voter ID, paper ballots, proof of citizenship, same-day voting. Like, it used to be. Everybody used to go to the voting polls on the same day
mm-hmm.
and vote. And to stop Democrats from giving voting rights to illegal aliens. And then he says that Republicans will protect American in the territories of Guam, the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, American Samoa, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico are vital importance to our national security, and we welcome their greater participation in all aspects of the political process, which would include voting. So he wants all these other people to be able to vote, too, because they're part of us. Like, why aren't they voting? We will hold accountable to those who have misused the power of government to unjustly prosecute their political opponents. We will declassify government records, root out wrongdoers, and fire corrupt employees. So we know where that's coming from Biden and Harris and Hillary, like just going after him and just for anything that they can possibly do. So. And that is the end of our 2024 presidential debate. And we hope that you've enjoyed it. And thank you for sticking by. It's been a real long, long pleasure.
And we should add, this is the longest live stream we've ever done.
Yes.
Ever. So
I just wanted to do it all at once.
Thank you for joining us in our hour and 43-minute live stream.
Thank you so much. Don't forget to
vote.
Good.
And don't forget to share, like, and subscribe. And let us know in the comments what you feel about all these different policies and
you
promises that both candidates are presenting to the American people.
And you can also email us at conspiriesunlocked@gmail.com. Bye.